And your name is?
Gabriel Green.
When did you decide to take on this campaign, aside from the other duties of your organization?
Well, I decided as a result of a request from the space people that I do so. At first, I was very reluctant because I felt very humble with being asked and to undertake such a responsibility. Frankly, at first, I really didn't feel that I wanted to take up upon my shoulders such a tremendous project. But when the space people talked to me about it and pointed out that our civilization was doomed unless somebody took the effort, made the effort and took the action to change the present direction in which mankind is heading, that we would not very long have a civilization on this earth. And like many others of my buddies in the service, I was in the war too, and I was fortunately enough to come back alive. And I feel that I owe something to my buddies and to those who are yet living to dedicate my life to attempting to resolve the many problems which mankind is facing now. And as a result of the advanced information which the space people have over a period of years been imparting to us, we now have this information in our possession, and I have decided to submit to their request to carry through with this program to attempt to bring to the American people these solutions so that they may evaluate them for themselves and decide for themselves whether or not they feel they have merit.
I see. Now, when you say space people, are you referring to actual personal contacts or psychic contacts?
I'm referring to personal contacts with the people from other planets.
Now, are these individuals present in our civilization? Are they free-walking around, so to speak?
Yes, there are many of them walking our Earth, as fantastic as that will undoubtedly seem to many of our people who have not had the opportunity of becoming aware of the overwhelming existence of these people visiting our Earth at the present time, which our flying saucer movement has accumulated over a 13-year period of investigation.
Now, what is the main difference between a extraterrestrial person and a person born on this planet? Is there any physical difference or mental makeup difference or anything of that
sort? You would not be able to recognize any physical difference, although in general I would say that they are perhaps better looking than the average Earth person. Although we, of course, have many very handsome people, movie stars, for instance, and a great many very good-looking people on our own planet. The difference would be, I would say, primarily a mental and spiritual advancement, as well as having an understanding, a greater understanding of all that is, that means scientific and technological information, which allows them to live in a non-destructive society.
Well, now, will these people actively participate in your campaign or merely offer suggestions during the campaign?
There is a certain limit to which they can intervene in our behalf or will intervene. And the limits of this intervention in the behalf of the welfare of our people of Earth depend upon universal laws. All planets must go through an evolutionary period, and they know that it is impossible for people to learn anything if everything is done for them. They could, at any time, take over our Earth between breakfast and lunch and make robots out of all of us. But this would be against their universal laws and against their principles. They are here to help us help ourselves. And we all know that you can hold a baby's hands, but you cannot walk for him. He must learn to walk for himself so that he can do things on his own. If the help that is given to them is remains permanent.
Now, do you see actual success coming in November, or do you merely see an opportunity to bring your question to the people?
Our main purpose this year is to attempt to get information about our plan before the public. And when our people understand this plan, it will sell itself on the basis of its obvious merit. And I say this, that if we receive sufficient publicity before November, we would be in the White House this year. I say that if we had 0.1% of the wealth behind just one of our candidates, that we could be successful in reaching the presidency in 1960. But if we are not successful this time, we will have a 4-year period in which to campaign and present our plan to the people. And by that time, the space people assure us that we have a very excellent chance of being successful.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Green, and the best of luck.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.